Mullet Fest 2018. There was five categories being battled for. You had the everyday category, grubby, ranger, women's, junior. Judged on haircut, overall presentation, stage presence. Only one could emerge in the everyday category. Shane Hanrahan on the line right now. Shane, hello, what's going on?
G'day, mate, how are you?
Hey, look, congratulations, first of all. And I mean, apparently, you've been growing this mullet for a while, is that right?
Oh, I've had bloody long hair all my life, but like I've had the mullet since probably about 85, 86.
Man, and that was when it was really popping as like a hairstyle to have, right? What's made you hang on to it here in 2018?
Oh, God, bloody, I remember at one stage I used to work for the army, and I remember all the army blokes used to always say, "Shag, when are you going to get your bloody hair cut, mate?" And I used to say, "Well, just for frigging ask, I'm going to keep growing it." But now I've always had long hair, and I kind of cut it back into the mullet. No, I actually didn't even know the hairstyle was called the mullet until 2000, until a chick on age said to me one day, she said, "Oh, how long have you been growing your mullet?" I didn't know what she was talking about.
My God, really?
I'd never heard it called the mullet before.
Well, I guess that's proof that, you know, you weren't doing it for any kind of fad or anything. You thought it looked cool, right?
And it's funny, you get some people, I want to go to concerts and that, yeah, I've been to Metallica and bloody ACDC and that, you always get someone walking past and going, "Oh, I love your mullet, man, bloody, you know, the mullet king and all this shit, you know, like."
Yeah, right. So now you know what they're talking about, at least. You know that they're talking about your hair.
Yeah.
Far out.
That's why my missus entered me in it. You know? She said, "Well, think of all the times you go to these concerts and places and people are commenting on it." You know? So I thought, yeah, right, I'll go in it. But I honestly didn't expect to win it. I thought somebody from Curry would actually win it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what is it about? What's it about your particular mullet? Did they say, what did they tell you was great about it? What were the judges impressed by, do you think?
I can't remember, mate. I was too drunk. I can't remember, yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Wow, so was
I was out at the bar. I was out at the bar most of the time, and I kept getting called back in to, "You got to go back up on the stage, mate." And I'm going, "What?" And I'd walk in there and everyone's up there waiting for me.
Wow. So there's definitely no ASADA there, you know, doping and testing and making sure that there's no performance enhancing, you know, drugs or anything. You guys are, it definitely seems like a party atmosphere. Or you were just, I guess that shows how, you know, your wife entered you. You were just sort of there to have a bit of a drink, and then you ended up winning it. So you couldn't even tell me, you wouldn't know what you were winning for.
Oh, every day, I don't know that much. And overall, I've got the bloody trophies here somewhere.
Yeah, right.
The best mullet of them all. That was the last one I won.
Right, yeah.
And the cup stays back at the pub in Curry with Kelly.
Far out. Yeah. Well, I mean, what did you think of the other, how would you describe like the atmosphere? There are a lot of mullets there. Did you feel at home? Like were there crazy kind of ones or more?
Mate, there's more mullet there than there is in the bloody Hunter River.
Yeah, right.
It was just a bloody sea of mullet. It was great. I felt at home.
Yeah, no doubt. Far out. And did you make some, you know, did you do some networking or anything like that?
No.
No, you didn't make any cool, like, contacts, you know? You got you people there with the same idea, you know, like mullet strong. And
no, I didn't, actually. I just got pissed and had a good time. And I ended up going back to Cessnock for the night. Went back there to a pub and there was a band there, I know. And, yeah, and I was actually talking to Andrew Johns there this morning. He said, "That's where I come from." He said, My oldies go down to that pub. And I said, "Yep, seen your mum there. She was pretty drunk."
Okay, well.
Yeah, so I know his mum to look at.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, interesting interesting tales you've certainly got of this event. I thought it was going to be a lot more formal. But, I mean, do you think it's almost interesting now? I know, like, in the, I know down in Melbourne, especially, and, like, in the, you know, the music scenes in, like, maybe parts of inner west of Sydney, you see people, quite young people with mullets now, and I don't know, it's almost cool, I guess. And you found it, that's had quite a positive impact on your life. What do you think of these young kids getting on the trend?
Oh, mate, I was over at was over at Portland over near Lithgow at a swap meet there a couple of years ago, and all these young guys about, I don't know, 13, 14, were walking past some mullets, and I just sang out to them, you know, and come home, and they said, oh, yeah, it's happening. One young kid there didn't have a mullet, and I said, where's your mullet, mate? And he said, I'm growing it. It's like he fell out of place because he didn't have one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's certainly catching on. And do you think, I guess finally, can you see this Mullet Fest becoming a bigger and bigger event?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And are you going to enter again, like defend your title?
Yeah, well, I'll enter again, but like, I don't know how I'll go, you know, like, buddy. I'd say if I won it again, I wouldn't be very popular.
Well, I guess it's hard to defend your title when you don't know how you won it in the first place, what the judges were interested in. So, look, it sounds completely fascinating. I'm definitely.
I think it might have been just because I look after it. It was.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You reckon it's like a nice looking one? It's is it a nice head of hair?
Well, they say it is, yeah.
Yeah, far out. Well, hey, Shane, it's been very fascinating to hear the insights of the high-performance hair world, and thanks so much for taking the time.
No worries, matey.